This is Ozarks at Large. A beloved bakery reopened this month in Fort Smith. Owner Sandy Smith called it a 17-year hiatus. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek stopped by Sandy's Bake Shop between the morning and afternoon rush hours for some tasty handmade treats.
Bobby Miller is putting chocolate frosting on recently filled eclairs as we talk.
It just amazes me how you can take raw dough and make something fantastic out of it.
Miller says he's been baking for a long time. 13 years of it was spent working for Sandy and Mike Smith, the first time Sandy's Bake Shop was open.
Well, as soon as I found out that it was open, they called me and I said, yes, I will come back because I missed it. They were just like my mom and dad, and I love them to death.
The Smiths opened their bake shop in 1981 near the corner of Jenny Lint Road and Phoenix Avenue. They later moved down Jenny Lint Road across from Ramsey Junior High. But after 19 years, Sandy Smith says they had to close when her husband became ill.
Oh, it was devastating, but, you know, we really didn't have a choice. He was kind of the heart and soul. He began his baking career when he was 12 years old at the Grand Bakery. Virgil Sellers taught him from the bottom up.
Sandy says Grand Bakery was one of the biggest in Fort Smith in the 60s and 70s. The first time around, opening a bakery was her husband's idea. This time, 17 years later, Sandy says her two sons talked her into it.
They asked me, you know, why can we not do it? And I don't want to be retired. I'm not a person that likes to be retired. You know, even when we were closed, I still did things for friends and family, but I never dreamed that I would be so fortunate to get to do it again, and we are so grateful for all the people that have come and are still coming.
And even though some things are very different, Sandy's husband can no longer bake. Sandy says the recipes are still the same.
We still have the same Danish rolls, we still have the old-fashioned cream horns, and of course the Mississippi mud brownies is one of our big things.
And what exactly is a Mississippi mud brownie?
It's a brownie that will have a white, like cream frosting, and it'll have chocolate and pecans over that. Just real ooey and gooey.
And there's nothing wrong with that. All the treats are on display in glass cases up front with room for tables and chairs, which Sandy says they're fixing to get. Behind the cases, you can look right into the bakery. The whole space is open, perfect for another tradition Sandy says she plans to bring back.
And one of the things that we had in mind, of course, was all the children. They can come in and watch them bake, and they like that. And I also did it so when it gets springtime and all the little preschools and kindergartens do their little field trips, it's a wonderful place for them to get to come. So it's going to really be, I've done it before, I'll do it again. You know, I'm looking real forward to all that.
And Sandy says she gets to do it all again with a lot of familiar faces. Bobby Miller wasn't the only one who came back when the Smiths reopened their shop.
I was 15 years old. This was my very first shop.
Andrea Crowder says she worked for Sandy and Mike for 6 or 7 years after that. When the bakery closed, they stayed in touch, and when she heard the Smiths were back in business, she came back to work the counter.
Oh yeah, it's like riding a bike, you know.
And Crowder says the customers are keeping her busy.
Oh my gosh, it's been outrageous. It's been like crazy mad, but everybody, I mean, it's line to line. I mean, the door has been lined with people, you know. This has probably been the slowest day today that I've been here.
Bobby Miller says seeing those lines is why he bakes.
Oh, it feels good. I just love the way people just pile in here and, you know, they're buying stuff that you made.
And all that stuff, Sandy Smith says it still has her husband's heart and soul in it, even though they've had to raise the prices a little since the last time they were open. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.
Sandy's Bake Shop is now located on Zero Street in the same plaza as the Walmart Supercenter in Fort Smith. The bakery is open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Now, who do we talk to about getting the deluxe cheeseburger back in Fayetteville? This is Ozarks at Large.